Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin. Bez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 606. We started to talk about the book Do's and Don'ts of Staying Happily Married by Rabbi Chaim Morgenstern. We're going to do Shiurim on this book, and then we'll start doing on other Svarim and books as well, simultaneously. So he's going to talk today about sourcing those Shalom Bayis problems and the influence of our society on it. And it's such an important topic that it seems obvious to everybody, but we really have to put our mind to it. As we said before, that there's, Baruch Hashem, so many abundance of books and shiurim and Shalom Bayis classes talking about various marriage issues. And yet we see that there is still, unfortunately, a lot of marriage issues, and the divorce rate has not really declined. Has gone up, even in the frum world. And one Rav, he said, commented that the statistics that the divorces went up only reveal actual divorces. But we don't know how many couples are living together with serious Shalom Bayis issues. And the question is why? Why is that taking place now? Was it there in every generation? It's clear that in every generation you had Shalom Bayis issues. But there are certain things in our society that makes it a lot more prevalent. And we have to daven for a Rav, a mentor, that will help us through these things. So there's a lot of negative influences of our society's mindset in their approach towards marriage and their challenges that subconsciously enter our mind. He doesn't go into this aspect of it, but internet addiction in inappropriate sites is one of the major aspects of it. And you need support groups to get pull out of it, and networking to get out of it. It's very hard to get out of it on one's own. And the Rambam, going back to our society influence, he does write that our traits, our attitudes, our behaviors are influenced to a very large degree by the people whom we associate with and the society in which we live in. And Reb Chaim Friedlander also noted that the conveniences of our affluent society also creates a negative effect on marriage. Because these aspects remove from us the tools we need in having a successful marriage. And what are those tools? Number one is coping with challenges, and number two is patience. And when we are in our society, you know, you purchase food and clothing, appliances, electronic devices, and this idea of settling for the second best thing is a thing of the past. We want things right away, immediate gratification. We don't understand the value of patiently working through things. This lifestyle lowers our ability to cope with life's challenges because we are used to trying to get everything to suit our exact needs. So therefore, when we encounter a difficult situation in our relationship, whether it's a spouse in marriage, whether it's parents or children or workplace or school, we become frustrated a lot easier, and we have difficulty facing things that are not exactly aligned with what we want and not aligned with what we expect to be. Now, sometimes that inability to face challenges, he says, comes from childhood. You know, the parents spoil their children by giving them everything they need, catering to all their desires, whether it's toys, treats, trips, privileges, and it basically gives very little for the children to prepare for the true harsher realities of life. And they'll recognize sooner or later as adults, they don't always get what they want. And it's not always healthy even to always get what they want. So they are raised a lot with this attitude that everything I want is coming to me. And they enter marriage into that mindset. They may not say it, and they worked on themselves to a certain degree, but deep inside they have that mentality. It's coming to me. And therefore, because it's coming to me, then there's a tug of war between the couple because each one wants to get their own way in the marriage in the way they want it. And that leads to frustration when the needs are not met. So unless they seek guidance, this is a beginning of a deterioration. The fast-moving aspects of our world, the microwave ovens, or, you know, having a meal, offer meals in minutes, just dumping it, put it in the microwave and it's done. Computer, cell phones, immediate communication on everything. They do assist people in accomplishing a lot more in less time, but it causes a lot of damage because, again, it removes from us this training that we need to have as human beings, to have patience. This phenomenon of the speedy, instant gratification of information on cell phones and everything gives us this concept that we're not trained to have patience to work out any differences or challenges that arrive in marriage or any other area in life. And when the solution is not clear yet available and it takes time and effort to learn the proper solution and it takes a lot of hard work to implement the solution, then the couple, instead of working through their issues, they're going to automatically have second thoughts and they're, are we really made for each other? We're clashing. This is not my Zivig and all of this stuff, which really is not true. That it is your Zivig. Again, we said this many, many times before. This is your Zivig. And the challenges that come up are and the differences are very natural to someone that is your Zivig. So two mindsets can have a disastrous effect on the marriage if we don't know how to cope with it. A spouse who's not trained to cope with challenges, they'll insist, I need to have my way, instead of exercising patience to work out compromises or to ask advice. And even when they go for counseling, when they're going to ask guidance from a Rav or a mentor, very often in their brain, they want instant solutions. They don't really want to work on their problems. So even if you go to the right person and that right person is giving you guidance and how to work through things, the couple is very often disappointed because they realize now, hey, I have to work. I have to work hard. I have to put an effort to be less self-centered, to have more patience. So that is the issue, because one of the questions right away that if a couple is arguing with each other and they go for guidance and they want advice from a mentor or a Rav or from a marriage expert, the first question they always ask, how long will it take to settle our differences? How long will it be? They in their mind assume after that even though we're married already a few months, a few years, it could be resolved in a few sessions. We'll have a few sessions together and everything solved. And in reality, those sessions are just a impetus to work through a progress that will take time. And when the couple sees progress is so slow, they lose patience and they give up. So that is a big negative aspect of our society that we have to fight against. Things take work and things take patience, and we need to learn that. Another characteristic of our generation that negatively influences our marriage is we have this throwaway society. In older generations, appliances broke down. They were built to last many years. We would repair them. Today, because of the continuous technological advances in manufacturing and upgrades, prices are lowered because of competition using cheaper components, and therefore it's short-lived and disposable. So, and then you get the better item, you get the better device. The device breaks down, the cost to repair is expensive, so it doesn't pay to fix. Instead, just buy the more advanced model. So that's in technology. People use this in marriage too. When a couple is faced with a challenge that they're not sure how to overcome, they use the same mindset, the generation's mindset. If it's broken, doesn't pay to fix. And there's a less of a stigma of the divorce rate. Now, I'm not saying there are situations where divorce is necessary and important and has to happen. However, the lowering of that stigma created it that it becomes like, you know, you get a new driver's license when it renews. So you simply just get divorced and remarry. No big deal. So that's a major problem. So the idea being is that most divorces, and also if you're non-divorces but with shalom bayis problems within a marriage, could be avoided if we have a proper mindset, which is we know we have our differences and we're ready to face the challenges with patience, we're willing to work on compromises, and whenever we reach a point where we can't go further, we have to seek guidance, and we will seek guidance. So the trouble starts when every spouse wants their own way, and as soon as they're met with opposition and resistance, they become very assertive. One-way street, and even the passive one, they give up. That's also a one-way street. This is the way it is, and she's not going to change or he's not going to change. I'm right, but Nebuchadnezzar carbon, it's a kapara saveris, and it's refining me, but this is the way it's supposed to be. They're in the wrong, I'm the victim. And whichever way it is, it will remove from them this concept of wanting to work on things and making things better and working on things that they could be better. So everything we discussed today is very, very important because we need to go against the tide, like swimming upstream, and avoid the negative aspects of our behaviors. Yes, we should have a kar satayv for the, you know, that we have a washing machine and we have a dryer and we have these conveniences in so many ways that, that help our lives. But it doesn't take the place of the inner work and patience that we have to learn, that we have to develop, that is totally antithetical to what the society is teaching us. And by doing this and recognizing this and going against that tide, we will be able to work through our marriages and enhance them. Divorces will be prevented. Menuchas HaNefesh, peace of mind and calmness will reign and become more prevalent in every couple's life and in every individual's life. Bracha v'atzlacha.